the Joint Chiefs of Staff says he has no doubt we'll be sending planes and troops back in to finish the job.
Where do we get the song? Then you have the song, the image, the merchandising tie-ins, you know? This is only the beginning.
We were right.
It's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, you know, it's a pageant.
Manchester have been remembering those who died in a terrorist attack 1 week ago. And they've been uniting behind the message.
And that message is, courage, Mom. Courage, Mom. You got the message through. Courage, Mom.
Hey, don't you want to know if it's true?
What difference does it make if it's true? It's a story and it breaks. They're going to have to run with it.
You guys should get around.
Oh, Fat King is my hero. You want to go first?
Sure.
Atta boy. History, Connie.
I'm in the heart of Manchester, St. Anne's Square, where, as you can see, thousands of flowers have been brought here to commemorate the victims of the attack.
Enemy lines.
Britain is having an election on June the 8th, 3 years ahead of schedule. That's because Theresa May, the Prime Minister, decided she wanted to bring forward the date, and the main opposition parties agreed.
You have courage, Mom.
See her?
Mm-hmm.
That was real tears. You know, we were going to give her those drops. She cried.
Really cried, real.
Well, it looks it.
Okay, and you want me to do what?
We want you to produce.
The song Don't Look Back in Anger by local band Oasis, and it's become an anthem of the city in the aftermath of the attack.
No, fuck freedom. They wanna destroy the godless Satan of the United. They wanna destroy our way of life, all right? Okay.
Is there gonna be a back end on this thing?
What, back end?
Yeah, you know, percentage, points, money.
Back, cannot.
Where is the back end coming from?
Some shops in the city are donating a portion of their sales to help the victims.
Lots of cash, John.
Looks like the thing with the yellow ribbons.
The thing with the yellow ribbons?
They tied the yellow ribbons around everything.
Oh, yeah, but that was a naturally occurring... What, that wasn't put up down?
Tens of thousands of people took to the streets for an annual charity run. They wore yellow ribbons to show their solidarity. And the crowds along the route sang a familiar tune.
Looks like the thing with the yellow ribbons.
The thing with the yellow ribbons?
Yeah. They tied the yellow ribbons around everything.
The people of Manchester are still coming to terms with what's happened in their city. But they're putting on a show of resilience and unity. Tim West, NHK World, Manchester.
We remember the slogans, we can't even remember the fucking words. You know why?
Why?
It's show business. Uh-huh. That's why we're here.
And the whole, you know, don't look back in anger, that's what this is about.
They gotta know at some point.
Who?
Ooh, the public.
No. It's a pageant.
It's a pageant. That's what it is.
So it's a suitcase bomb.
I didn't even know I said that.
It's a suitcase bomb. You don't need missiles.
You can put a bomb in a suitcase, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a suitcase bomb.
Listen, yeah, got a thing here, product placement. Of course there's a back end. Are you in?
It's a
ribbon.
It can't be a ribbon.
What's wrong with a ribbon?
Because AIDS has a ribbon. The yellow ribbon thing had a ribbon. Fuck ribbons.
You'll transform into that place from whence, like the north wind, terror comes.
I like that. Keep talking. That's
what
good.
What guard?
This is good.
Heartfelt.
Touching.
Touching. Oh, people will weep.
Should be a ballad of loss and you want to help me?
Redemption.
Loss and redemption is very, very good.
Do the same in his great name. And you have courage, Mom.
Thinking ahead, thinking ahead. That's what producing is.
like being a plumber.
Yes, like being a plumber.
I'll tell you, someday when they tell this story...
Oh, you can't tell this story.
Why not?
Oh, somebody have you killed.
No. Of course, I know. Not now. Not now, but I mean when they do tell the story, Connie.
Nobody can tell this story, Stanley, ever.
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish. Look at that. That is a complete fucking fraud, and it looks 100% real.
And this just in, a group calling itself Albania Unite has claimed responsibility for the bombing moments ago. The Joint Chiefs of Staff says he has no doubt we'll be sending planes and troops back in to finish the job.
Now we really do need an Act Two. So we work. Act Two.
Last night, our country fell victim to a brutal terrorist attack once again. As a result, I have just chaired a meeting of the government's emergency committee, and I want to update you with the latest information about the attack.
I can tell the way you're feeling, Mom. A million miles away. I know that I've been on your mind.
All kidding aside, when this goes national, I get to put it on my resume?
Actually, no.
Because, like, what is it, a guild thing or something? I mean...
You can never tell anyone you did this.
What could they do to me?
They come home to your house and kill you.